Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Howdy, and welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on a Wednesday, July 17th, episode number 33 of the Rod Peterson Show. This is hour one. We're coming to you from the bunker on a cloudy day here on Canada's bald prairies. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. If I'm Fred, he's Barney.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Derek Duke Myers is here from oil country. How you doing, Duke?
I had to swim in this morning.
Yeah, did you? We all did.
Yeah,
we all
great.
Did.
It was great. Nice rain.
I was going to get to this in a minute, but I'll get to it now. You guys were asking if I was driving Big Bird today.
Yeah, I wondered.
Big Bird had a sleepover last night. First time in a long time. My very best friend from childhood, who you guy, well, you know for sure, Duke, Christopher Ronald Winkler. Chris Winkler, the all-time leading scorer in Kindersley Clippers history and an SJHL Hall of Famer, was in town. And we went for supper. He said, where do you want to go? And I said, let's go to Bonzini's. Bonzo's!
Nice spot.
Well, always great, but I walk in there and it's jammed. And it just started to spit as I was racing around Ring Road.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, I got to hurry and get there, and we'll wait out this rain. Not so much. It hammered the city last night.
You didn't
hammered
have a top one.
I don't have a top.
Yeah, I figured.
When I bought that thing, the guy, Dan Del Schneider, is probably watching this morning. I was ripping off his lot with Big Bird, and he goes, hey, I got a hard top here. I said, I'll come back when the snow flies. Never came back. Don't have the hard top. So here's the funny thing. People were taking pictures of Big Bird last night, putting them on social media, sending them to me, and they're saying, is that your Jeep in the rain?
Did she drown?
I didn't go there. Still there. That's the funny point.
You didn't even stop by this morning to see if it would turn over?
No. Nobody's going to steal Big Bird.
It's like a camper at Craven that people just leave behind.
Yeah.
Just leave it there. It's dead.
How are we going to get this out? We're not.
Yeah, we're leaving it here. No. So I'll go by after the show today. Thank you, Bonzini's, for the parking spot overnight. And but it was jammed in there. It was packed.
Always.
Well, it was wing night. They had a fire in the back, so they said it's going to be 20 to 25 minutes till the wings are ready. They had a fire, but they got it fixed, ready to go, tickety-boo. And what I loved was the Ray Elgar jersey over the bar.
Symbolic?
Just old school.
It's, and I will say this, and there's many establishments that do this, but we've had several fundraisers for my daughter's soccer team at Bonzini's, and, you know, burger and a beer or whatever. It's always great. Always great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I loved those wings last night. Had the great visit with Chris, who's watching this morning.
My boy Murray Kittleson, who played with Winkler in Kindersley in that first season, he said he'd never seen a guy who couldn't skate but could not score when you got him the puck.
He goes,
I played with Winkler. The guy couldn't skate, and he scored 50 goals.
Terrible skater. Terrible. Couldn't carry the puck in a bucket. But if he had it within 5 feet of the net, he could skate back to center.
Yeah, that's what Kitty would say, too.
There's no doubt. And we grew up together and still best friends.
Scored a few goals on you in practice or what?
No. No, not at all. Well, when it's your best friend, you dig down deeper.
Yeah,
you try harder. Something. I'll never forget. You guys remember Dmitry Nabokov? He just passed away here within the last couple of months. When he was the first round pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, he was playing for the Pats. And I used to practice with the team back then. And we called him Nabby. And he'd line up 10 pucks in the slot, and he said, 10 shots, 10 goals on me. And I think the most he got was 5. I thought that was pretty good. Horrible save percentage at 500, but for an NHL first rounder, for a kid from Milestone, Saskatchewan, I was pretty happy.
That's
with
a coin
that.
Flip. You take
it. It was a 50-50 shot, like my life.
You take it.
Anyways, coming up on today's show, the CFL on TSN's Dustin Nielsen. He also of TSN 1260 Radio Edmonton. We actually do have things to talk about with him, not to mention their Summer of George bracket, which is running. You love that already,
yeah,
eh, Dupes?
Yeah, it's great.
Braden Mascoe, curling legend Braden Mascoe. And I know you, Darren, are very impressed by the people that are starting to follow our accounts from all different, certainly the broadcast industry. That, they were some of the first. But the curling people are all over us now. Be a lot of curling talk here. We're talking about sports that Western Canadians care about, okay? On this program, CFL, which we'll get to. Boy, are we going to get to the CFL here in the warm-up. Trust me. Stampeders blogger Ryan Ballantyne, John Chick will be on the show today, and the aforementioned Braden Mascoe. Producer Clark telling me to mention that for those viewing on Facebook Live this morning, tag five of your friends in the comments section who need to watch this show. That'll love it. That's a beauty, Clark. That's a great thing. Tag your friends, because that's the only way that this show's going to grow. So hello to everybody watching on Facebook Live. Hello to those listening, listen live. Hello to the farmers in the field, although there aren't many right now, I don't think.
Up but at, also Ag in Motion.
Also the ships at sea. Hello to everybody at Ag in Motion in Saskatoon. I'm getting a lot of messages from people up there.
Yeah,
it's going
huge.
Really well. Yeah.
It looks amazing. That looks like an amazing farm.
I know people that go and camp at Ag in Motion. Marcel.
Oh,
you
yeah.
guys both know Marcel.
Yes.
He's camping there.
Really?
He is. Make a holiday out of a farm
wow.
show.
I assume he's on the trip to Houston.
Well, we're trying to sell him on it.
He should.
Yeah,
oh,
of course he should.
He's a mainstay. Was he not on the was he on the first one?
No.
When we went to Phoenix? He was not.
No, but he was on the next
he
one.
He was on the next
to
one.
Dallas,
to Dallas.
Where
okay.
we almost
oh, yeah.
died.
What did our guy say? You can't be on every trip if you don't make the first one.
That's right. That's right.
That's a good line, Yogi Berra.
Continuing on, let's get to the... Well, I just got to say, the Facebook app challenge, I've loved. I'm looking at you right now, DuPont, and all I can think of...
The face app.
Is what I call it?
Facebook.
Yeah, the face app challenge is the you.
Yes.
Everybody says you look like Donald Sutherland. Can you call that up, Clark, for those that didn't see it?
I could buy that.
On our social media?
Yeah, I could buy Donald Sutherland.
I thought he looked like Don Johnson from Nash Bridges.
I love that show.
Not Miami Vice Don Johnson, Nash Bridges Don Johnson. And mine was a dead ringer for my dad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Spit an image. As a matter of fact, my family, Clark was saying, was writing into our social media feed saying, hello, JWP. Jim William Peterson.
Clark, while you're doing that, I did find the picture of you and your dad last night, not on your Facebook feed, but on your Twitter feed. So, Clark, go to Rod's Twitter feed, click media, and scroll down Father's Day. You posted one of you and your dad wearing your Pats gear. Remember?
We're going to a Pats game.
Yeah, and that's more recent. It's a good
but
one.
But first, the FaceApp challenge, if he can find it. You said, Derek, you're sick of the FaceApp. I'm not sick of it at all. From the minute I saw it, I loved it. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are doing it with Andrew Harris. That was funny. You got to see Chris Getz laughs this morning with him and Rob Bagg with their arm around each other in the locker room. I'm like, alumni! They both look like they're 60 years old or older. And you don't like it, Derek.
Why are we in such a rush to be old?
It's an app. It's fun. Have you ever heard of fun?
Yeah, I have fun. I golf.
The best one I've seen was Gordon Ramsay. Chef Gordon Ramsay. And he's like me doing a guest spot on MasterChef season 50. And it was pretty good. But it looks so real.
Some of them are amazing. I've seen some that Sarah Spain from ESPN's. It was really good. The entire CTV Calgary morning show did it. Terry Fikowski was a good friend of ours who Rider fans would remember from last year as the in-house announcer, Hype Gal. Their whole crew did it on the desk together. And it reminds me of, and this is why I kind of am like, meh, Back to the Future Part 2, when they go into the future and they see their older selves. I'm like, didn't we do this like literally 20 years ago? 20
yeah, that's
plus
the
years
point.
Ago?
It was 20 plus years ago.
But we love that
Get
stuff.
With it.
Nostalgia. We love it.
Yeah, no, vintage.
I just feel like it's not that new, but everybody now is clamping onto it because we saw old Elizabeth Shue. Well, we saw old Michael J. Fox. I know.
I like Elizabeth Shue. How's she look?
She looked, you remember Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
I mean,
but that was a long time ago.
Adventures in Babysitting is emblazoned in my brain.
You have to remember how old you are. Oh, Leaving Las Vegas is emblazoned.
That was a good one, too. And The Saint. She was in The Saint.
Okay, here it is. Producer Clark has found it, our face app challenge. There it is from yesterday. DuPont just, Mike Abumetric said DuPont's going to get a lot of, going to get a lot of tail when he's older.
Clark, can you blow it up on our screen in the studio?
Oh, you can see it fine,
I know,
Darren,
but
quit being so picky.
For Duke,
oh,
there you go. See?
Oh, I've seen it.
That is my dad. That's my dad.
Well, that is Donald Sutherland.
That is
That could be Donald Sutherland and JFK.
What
when
did
they,
Walker
when they meet
say?
In Washington.
What did
Andrew Walker said? Why do you have Jason Sudeikis on your show? And then why did you have Donald Sutherland on your show? Thank you, Andrew Walker, who we got to get on our list of guests on this program. Maybe, oh, he's working on it, he says.
Where's
particularly, he is Sportsnet 650 Vancouver Radio. Where's
Bang
he from?
Off?
Beaubier, Saskatchewan. Yeah. Tiny Beaubier, Saskatchewan, which I get in trouble every time. I don't think it exists anymore. And then somebody inevitably tweets at me from Beaubier, Saskatchewan. Says, we're not dead yet.
Isn't that where Pickle Stab's down from near there? He's
Torquay. He's from Torquay.
Well, Beaubier's close to that, isn't it? I believe.
Yeah,
it is. Because he and Walker.
That's
buddies.
Where they got to be friends.
Yeah,
yes.
They're buddies.
Torquay
right.
Bar. I'll tell you a story about that place one time.
I went can tell there, you a lot of stories about the Torquay Bar.
Went
the
in
hats.
There with a, well, yeah, but I went you in there with a Milestone Flyers with my brother's ID. Which I was 16, that would have made him 22.
Playing the Torquay Lions.
They didn't
Lions.
Even look at it. Played the Lions, and it was after the game, and I was behind the bar serving drinks. I was 16.
That's a good, you know what?
You wonder why it turned out the way I
that
did.
That is a great town. The Marcotts, the
Schlamps,
the Kevin Koontz. I mean, they had some
Shonsby's.
Really good hockey players down in Torquay.
To the sports. Word out of Calgary this morning. And when I talk like this, you know where I'm getting it from. John Lynch says the word out of Calgary is that, and this is not from the team, this is from the fans, they're ready to move on from Bo Levi Mitchell because he's too expensive. And Nick Arbuckle is the quarterback of the future, and they're paying Bo Levi too much. Of course, he's not going to be playing this week when they take on the Toronto Argonauts, nor does he need to. Fatty Arbuckle is going to look like Joe Montana against the Argos on Thursday night, right? And maybe so. Let's just say it's true, because that's what sports talk is for, playing the what-if game. Let's just say they want to move on from Bo Levi Mitchell and the rumored $700,000 a year they're paying him. Did the Riders make the trade for Bo Levi Mitchell? You tried to get him in February and were rebuffed.
But was it close? Was he impressed?
I don't know about that. Doesn't matter. Things change.
Yeah.
Welcome to sports, where things change fast. That was the poll question that I wanted initially for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. But I had, you know, should the Riders trade for Bo Levi Mitchell? But I didn't want to put it up until we investigated this a little more. But I see that you guys are thinking about it, because let's say John Huffnagel sends out a fax across the CFL, like the way they used to do it. And said, this guy's available for trade. That's the way it used to happen. Bo Levi Mitchell's available for trade.
It's like,
are you ripping that off and making the deal if you're Jeremy O'Day?
It's like a car auction.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
You honestly have got to kick the tires. You have got to investigate it. He is one of the, and it depends where you want to argue, but he's one of the top, unarguably one of the top three players in this league. I think without question.
He's a reigning MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're doing your job if you don't at least look into it. How much do you offer? I mean, I guess it depends on how bad they want to move him. I'm not selling the farm for the guy, but certainly I'm looking into it. The contract doesn't scare me. That's not an issue for me.
But if you look at the BC Lions and with their big ticket quarterback and how it's not worked out
but
for them.
They built that team wrong. They never have, in the last 3 or 4 years, it doesn't matter who you are, God himself could take snaps behind that offensive line and not be successful. and we've been saying it for years that offensive line is terrible, and they have been terrible. And so it doesn't matter that they brought in Mike. They refused, or haven't, I guess, invest in the offensive line. I think the offensive line here is good.
Yep.
Above average. So you don't have to put that investment in. Calgary built it backwards. I mean, that's like trying to
BC
build
BC built it.
Sorry, BC built it backwards. That's like trying to build a skyscraper from the top down. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have a foundation, and they never had the foundation. They just thought they would plug in this flashy new
right. But
piece.
The Riders were in the running at one time for
sure.
Some of these high-priced quarterbacks.
But they have they have the foundation built. They have an offensive line, and they've got an all-star caliber running back. So you can now go out and get that.
But if you did acquire him in a trade, you'd have to start throwing guys overboard.
Yes, because once he decided, you know, not to come here, you start spending that money somewhere else. There's not just $700,000 lying around in the cap
I could think of where there's a lot of money sitting around on the sixth scheme.
But there is some money sitting there.
We can't cut an injured player, so nor does his salary count to the cap anyways.
No, but how injured is he? Could he be back? Could you trade him?
Once he's healthy.
Could you treat him as a backup?
I feel like we have just scratched the surface on a lot of things to talk about today. Clark says that he's got a photo of my dad. Thank you, Clark. Throw that up if you don't mind. This came up from our Face App challenge yesterday. Ah, there's the old guy. There's a family photo from a couple years ago from the Travelodge South. It is...
The Cowboys wearing pink.
Yeah, my old shirt. My brother, this is what...
Tough enough to wear pink is a big...
Put the old photo back up there, Clark. The guy in the middle, who never misses a show, he's either listening or watching this morning, is the Cowboy CCA champion, steer wrestler, team roper, blah, blah, blah. He takes all my old clothes, and his wife calls them hand-me-ups. Here's your latest hand-me-ups, because they're nicer clothes than you have. So he always makes fun of the clothes that I wear, like a pink golf shirt. And I said, yeah, well, in a couple of years, when I drop them off in a garbage bag at your house, you'll like them then, when they're out of style. So, yeah, the hand-me-ups. I like that. That's from Dr. Tracy Peterson. We will break. This has been the warm-up. We're off to a rollicking start on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax. And no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Wednesday morning sports update. Teoscar Hernandez hit a 3-run homer off new Red Sox starter Andrew Kashner, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. had 3 hits to lead the Blue Jays to a 10-4 victory on Tuesday night. Kashner was acquired from the Orioles on Saturday to help bolster the Boston rotation, but quickly fell behind 4-1 and then failed to get an out in the 6th. The Yankees used the long ball to beat the Rays. Aaron Judge hit a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 8th, and Didi Gregorius followed with a grand salami in New York's 8-3 win over Tampa Bay. Seattle's NHL expansion team is close to an agreement with Hockey Hall of Famer Ron Francis to become its first general manager. A person with direct knowledge tells the Associated Press the expansion Seattle franchise is set to begin play in the 2021-22 season as the NHL's 32nd team.
Have you looked into how they're building that, doing the remodel?
Oh, yeah.
They actually have, like, gone in from the sides, dug down underneath, and then are going in, but keeping the shell on the top. It's quite an amazing
smart
engineering feat. Yeah, it's going to be a really, really
It's a hell of a nice building. A hell of a nice building.
Facility.
The old Key Arena. What are they going to call it? The Key
I'm
Arena?
Not sure.
Are they calling it the Key Arena?
I hope so.
I will never forget one of the things people love about this show. Pats were playing in the Seattle Key Arena. Circa 95, 96, 97. And we had a goalie by the name of Andy Adams. You guys wouldn't remember him, but we got him as a 20-year-old from the OHL. And he was a bit of a villain. He was like a wrestling heel. And the game got kind of out of hand. And Josh Holden might have spit on somebody on the glass, at a fan on the glass. And things were going wild. And Andy Adams came out. And fans started littering the ice with hot dogs and popcorn and everything. And Andy was standing there. I will never forget it. I'm going to pull this cord out of my back. And he's swatting these things out of the air with his stick and his gloves. I'm like, yes, this is great. And a fan reaches over the glass. They had really high glass on the benches. And dumped a beer over our coach, Rich Preston, down. He's an impeccably dressed man. He's with the Anaheim Ducks now as an assistant coach. And he says, Torchy, give me a stick. And Torchy says, gave him a stick. And he grabbed the top of the glass, started climbing into the crowd to go after this guy that dumped a beer on him. And then Leo McDonald, who I just saw in the Cornwall Center on the weekend, grabbed Rich, pulled him down off the glass. Wild night in the Seattle Key Arena. So much fun. Those things don't happen anymore. Which I think is a shame.
You love the rodeo atmosphere of the old Wild Western Hockey League.
How can you not? Are you kidding me? Well, telling dad stories, one time in Lethbridge. Do you guys remember when the Pats and Hurricanes played on TSN in the playoffs? It went to 1:30 in the morning, five overtimes.
No.
Before Josh Holden incidentally scored the game-winning goal. We went into Lethbridge a couple nights later for game three, and the Hurricanes got screwed by the ref, and it was the same sort of atmosphere. Fans are pelting the ice, and there ended up being assault charges out of it. An official got beaten up, allegedly, by Brian Maxwell under the stands, and then the fans started coming after me.
I remember that part of the story.
And my dad was at the game. And actually, he came up and stood, if you know the old Lethbridge Sportplex, which, what do they call it now? The NMAX Center?
NMAX Center.
He went and stood, my dad, right in front of the press box like this.
Like he's one of Tony Soprano's guys?
Away from his son, who was calling the game on Regina Pats Radio. That's so crazy. Thank God that my dad was there.
What's your most...
Great times.
I think one of the most famous ones of all time, sorry to sidetrack this, is Mike Milbury going into the stands to beat a fan with his own shoe. But one of my favorite... fan/player interactions of all time was actually on SportsCenter this morning was when Harvey the Hound stuck his face over the glass and Craig McTavish pulled his tongue out.
I was watching that game live.
That was awesome.
It is one of the most outstanding moments.
Was that number one?
It was number two. Mascots They Hate or something, or Mascot Moments kind of a thing. Obviously, Gritty was number one on the list.
What about Gritty?
They didn't have new...
Nothing's better than Mac T pulling Harvey the Hound's tongue out of his head.
It wasn't about the interaction. It was something to do with mascots.
Top mascots. Or the one I liked was...
But that was so funny.
Ty Domi, right? When the glass is going...
In Philly.
And all I can hear is Harry Neal, don't do it, Ty. Don't do it.
Watch the lawsuit, Ty. Exactly. Watch the lawsuit.
So great.
Yeah.
Our daily poll for Capital GMC Universal Collision Center is, which is Canada's game of the week in the CFL? Thursday, it opens the week six with Toronto at Calgary. Friday, it's Ottawa at Winnipeg, and then a doubleheader on Saturday, Edmonton at Montreal, BC at Saskatchewan. Gentlemen's... Who do you think is leading the poll here in hour one of the program?
You know, it's interesting that a couple of one and three teams are leading the poll. I mean, I know
one and three and one and four. How did you know that?
In Saskatchewan,
you saw the numbers.
Oh, sorry, I cheated.
It's up on the screen.
Oh, it's up on the screen.
But I would think I was going to say BC Saskatchewan just because of the importance of it.
Well, and the other games are. I mean, maybe Ottawa Winnipeg, but doesn't Ottawa go into their backup?
It's a big week. I like the Edmonton Montreal game a lot. You know, I think there's a lot of intrigue there. Montreal played them really well early on in the year. They're playing great football. Edmonton wants to keep pace, right? And they're a contender. They want to prove that they're a contender in the West with Winnipeg. I think that's a great game too.
I think Edmonton wins that by 2 touchdowns.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't.
I think, you know what? Here's what gives me pause there. Cody Fajardo threw for 6 million passing yards in his first 2 games. Teams get a little film on him. Teams get a chance to see him. Vernon Adams has had a nice little go here. But I just think that kind of comes collapsing down here. It's been a nice little run for them, and it's way to go Montreal. But I think we see Montreal get like
back down
5 or 6 wins.
If you saw in the huddle last night, CTV's Don Hewitt said, and he's right. He said Rider fans are smart. Most of our viewers are Rider fans, but not all of them. They're smart. And they've sniffed out that the BC at Saskatchewan game is the biggest game of the week. So forget the fact that it's 1-3 versus 1-4. This is the biggest game of the week. But you can vote for the next 24 hours. I don't expect the results are going to change. Brent Steven writes in on the Facebook page, damn, y'all see that the Owls released Stefan Logan joystick? You guys are on this more than I am. Duke, why don't you tell people what's behind this story?
So what Herb Zerkowski from Montreal is reporting is that coaches and staff wanted to release him before the 2018 season, but he was being protected by Cavis Reed to the point where Logan was telling people he was untouchable because of his relationship with Reed. So, I mean, it's easy to go A to B here. Reed is gone, and a couple days later, Logan is gone. Herb Zerkowski's been around this game for a long time. He's not just throwing this one out there as a conspiracy theory. I would assume there's something to that. That is very interesting. I also read that this was more of a league-dictated move when it came to Cavis being
shown
the door.
That's what you believe?
I have read some reports of that, that it wasn't the president so much as the league said.
Well, Herb is also saying that.
Yeah.
But you know the Alouettes have since refuted that.
Sure. Since when do I believe what a team is saying about anything?
Actually, I want to ask you, when's the last time that you did? Because we talked about this yesterday on the program with Marshall Hamilton. You can't, unfortunately, believe the teams anymore.
No.
It's just sad, but that's what it is. Herb Zerkowski is saying the league fired Cavis, not the Alouettes or their president, Pierre Boivin. And the Alouettes came out on their Twitter feed and said, actually, no, Herb, it was our president, as he said on Sunday.
Sure.
And even I didn't believe it.
Sure. He's the guy that pulls the trigger. Who's controlling his strings? You know, I at some point, the boss is the boss. And right now, the boss is Randy Ambrosi in the league, which I always find interesting. How a league can own a team in professional sports.
Well, the NHL is doing it right now, so don't say it's
mind-boggling.
The NHL has taken over the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
It happened.
It's still that's mind-boggling to me because who's in charge of Gary Bettman and Bill Daly? The other 29 or 30 owners.
Yeah.
So, like, is there not somewhere along the lines a conflict of interest here? Like, is there not somehow that these teams can be put into a trustee situation? Like, it's fascinating to me, and especially in a league where the owners have never meddled with the league office or shown to have knee-jerk reactions or show, like, it's just mind-boggling to me that the season could start and 10% of your teams are being run by the other. Like it just.
But how do you have
fascinating?
How do you have a league where 10% of your teams are mismanaged so well? Like if one team is mismanaged so poorly, you know, it hurts every other team. It's in every owner's best interest to get that team operated, you know, back at some sort of standard, right? So I mean, the league had to step in because it was so bad.
Well, but they're busy, Darren. They're signing deals in Europe. They're not worried about Montreal, Toronto, or Vancouver at all.
That's such a 2019 opinion. You know, Justin Trudeau's on a plane somewhere else. Well, you should be helping out these other people. There's always something else you could be doing.
My dad always said, take care of your own house first.
That's why you have a team, right? That's why you have a team of people, because you can't be everywhere.
I just don't... The vision...
You can't sit here and just work on... Keep working on our teams and not look at growing beyond our borders or growing in new areas. You have to look at all of the great companies, the Facebooks, the
Googles. You know what?
They have R&D departments.
But they're shrinking so fast right now.
I think you're both right.
You got to plug this down before
it bursts. Randy Ambrosi can't do it all by himself. And it seems to me, from what I can see, like
he is. Then delegate.
Fair. Absolutely fair. So, yeah, he's gallivanting around the globe, literally.
Bettman doesn't do it all. Bill Daly's out there.
Signing these agreements with other countries, which I think we can all agree is a good thing, where things seem to be falling apart on the home front. That's why I say he can't do it all. CFL marketing has been an issue for several years, right? I wrote about it in my 10 things column this morning. There's a lot of things about the CFL that I liked. He's fixed officiating. Right? The flow of the game's better. That was a priority for Randy. Getting the game on the field fixed. Let's think about it. He's in his third season right now. The game is way better now than it was when he took over the summer of 2017. Yeah. That is the truth. Sorry. The challenge issue, corrected. Right? Thursday night games, slow starting. I think by the end, within a year or two, it's going to be a lot more popular. I like the summer concert series. There's a lot of things I like about the CFL. Can't all happen at once.
No.
And I've had my issues with CFL 2.0. I've obviously said them a lot on this program. I like the idea. I don't like the fact you're jamming European and Mexican players down our throat, guys that can't play in a league. That's wrong.
Yeah,
but they didn't consult me with that, nor will they. So he can't do it all at once. But I think the league's going the right way. I do.
But they won't consult you, but in essence, they really need to consult you. You are a fan. This league depends on fans more than maybe any other league out there. This isn't the NFL with huge corporate dollars. This league depends on fans, and sometimes I'm a little curious is if they're listening to fans. And I'm starting to see some movement. Edmonton's doing some things to try and just get people in the door. Even Toronto. Bless their hearts. I mean, and could it go any worse for this team where nobody cares about it and now they're god awful? But they're trying to do some things when it comes to the marketing side of things. You got Jim Popp out there tweeting about getting tickets out and stuff like that at discounted rates. I'm starting to see some movement there a little bit, but you're right. This takes a long time. I'm just concerned that the backward slippage is moving faster than the progress up the hill.
That's fair. And you're a businessman. You know what you speak. But that's what's fun about these discussions. We have to break. The Prairie Mobile text line is open, by the way. So if you're listen live, you can text us. 840-8777 for Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. That's 306-840-8777. We'll return in a moment. It is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on a Wednesday morning, hour one of the show, episode number 33, coming to you from the bunker in a field north of Dewdney. Just ahead of Ryan Ballantyne on the video chat, Perry Pajkowski writing in on the Facebook feed. He says, wow, yes, my son said it was a great lightning show last night, but not as good as the thunder on the show. I know. And Duke wants to know if you're related to legendary curling broadcaster Chuck Pajkowski. You want to know that, right, Duke?
We love our curling here.
Perry, are you related to Chuck Pajkowski? I used to operate his curling broadcast on CFSL Weyburn back when they used to do curling on the radio.
I can't envision that. That would be a hard...
Wasn't easy.
That'd be a hard sport to dream up.
Especially when you're 9 beers in.
Well, that kind of goes part and parcel, does it not, with the
broadcasting from the patch.
Exactly.
We did broadcast from the patch at the World Curling Championships here, and it did get a little ugly in there. I tried to get my son into curling because I'm like, this is such a great sport for a social aspect.
Yeah.
My son's not much of an athlete. Dane is, we're not going to see him at the Olympics anytime soon, but I thought, hey.
You never know.
He's a social guy. Let's get him into curling. I mean, I grew up in curling. You basically went out there with a broom, a slider, a Ryan Coke, and a cigarette. That's how you curled. I didn't know
right.
any different.
And now these guys are
actual athletes. Whoa.
Now we get, oh, you went limp there.
Yeah. I swear that's never happened before.
But even today, middle of July. Braden Muscoe
will be in talking curling with us a little later on. But while DuPont fixes his microphone, we're going out on the video chat. Ryan Ballantyne joins us from the CFL Horseman Radio podcast. I believe he's in Toronto this morning. Is that true, Ryan?
Yeah, out here in Toronto for work. I saw Toronto on the schedule. I got all that, booked my flights, and then I realized it was a home game.
Whoops. So, yeah, no kidding. listen. Good afternoon to you, if that's the case. You're in T-Dot. Have you heard, were you watching the opening segment of the show, the rumor that I'm hearing out of Calgary? Did you catch any of that?
I wasn't able to know. I got the family out here with me, and they needed to go to Canada's Wonderland. So,
okay.
Driving them there during the opening segment.
Okay, cool. So there's the thing. This is from fans in Calgary, not the Stamps themselves, but that there is an appetite for Nick Arbuckle to keep this team because Bo Levi Mitchell is so expensive, and obviously you don't like it, the rumor, you're laughing. But so our question to the viewers was, should the Riders trade for Bo Levi Mitchell? You tried to get him once in free agency and did not, and people are saying no. But clearly you think what I'm hearing is bunk.
That's a joke. The idea that you would get rid of the reigning MOP, I mean, is there a kicker available? Because apparently you can trade franchise Hall of Fame quarterbacks for a kicker in the CFL. But I mean, you know, Calgary's not the Eskimos. They're not going to let that happen. It's not a real rumor at all. There are people who might suggest, oh, well, Bo Levi Mitchell, you know, you could trade him. The guy's missed now, what, 3 games in his entire career. He's got a pec injury. He played through a shoulder injury for an entire season. This guy is the best, and there's no argument to me that you keep him on this team long term. If Nick Arbuckle shows very well over the next couple weeks, I wouldn't be surprised. But let's not forget that guys come out of Calgary looking like the shiniest penny in the bunch all the time, and they go to new teams and they don't succeed as well because the system doesn't fit them as well as it does here. The coaches here do an incredible job of suiting the system to the athletes that they have, and sometimes those guys leave into other situations and they don't do nearly as well.
Did you do the McGregor strut out of Mosaic Stadium when the Stamps were here and won 37-10 on July 6th?
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Look,
I didn't need to because the Stamps were all doing it themselves. I saw Derek Dennis in the parking lot after the game, and he was like, yeah, I knew that this was the way this was going to go down, and he was pretty happy about it. I mean, look, the Stamps come in and they beat up on teams, and they've done it regularly forever. It doesn't matter about personnel changes. It doesn't matter about anything else. They just get the job done. They were able to look at Cody Fajardo and figure out exactly what they needed to do to stop him defensively. And I've heard what that is, and I'm not at liberty to share what that is because I don't want other teams to be able to stop Fajardo as well. But I've heard that the system worked, and what they thought would work worked very effectively against Fajardo and the Riders.
That's really interesting. I wanted to go back to your comment about Bo Levi and the quarterback situation, because we were talking about this yesterday, about the former Riders, and you even mentioned Willie. Now he's you know, going to have success in Winnipeg too, but you're right. Guys sometimes think the grass is greener on the other side and that you're going to be better and be a star somewhere else, but sometimes you got to be realistic about where you are, the situation you're in, and be realistic that this is where I'm having success. I might not be able to go over there and do what he's doing, right? So that was really interesting that sometimes you got to, you know, enjoy the success you're having and be comfortable in that and take advantage of that and not think that you might be something different than you are. But to Cody Fajardo, where do you think the Riders go from here now, coming off the bye week and now, you know, looking forward to BC? Where do you see Cody going? Where do you see the Riders going now after that tick-up?
Well, I mean, playing the Stampeders defense isn't easy. It hasn't been easy for the time that Devon Claybrooks was here. It wasn't easy when Rich Stubler was here before that. It wasn't easy when Chris Jones was here before that. So the Stampeders defense has been good for a very long time. We'll see what Fajardo's able to do this week. If he's able to kind of get things done against BC and move the ball and continue to do things. I mean, I saw an article this morning. I'm not sure exactly who wrote it, but it said that don't ever allow Zach Caleros back on the field. And I don't disagree with that. I think Zach should be done. I think Cody is a good quarterback. He instills confidence in the Riders offense. It'll be interesting to see where they land against BC. BC's defense has been all right, but not great. And I don't think you need Fajardo to have a great game to win this game this week, because I think your D-line is going to eat Riley for breakfast. If Edmonton can get to him 14 times over two games, what is your D-line going to do? I think the Saskatchewan D-line is, if not the best, one of the top three D-lines in the league right now with the talent they have. And the O-line in BC has been a turnstile. I mean, I think if you can generate 16 or 17 points, that's probably enough to win this week.
Speaking of former Calgary Stampeders in the league, there's a number of them in BC right now. You mentioned Claybrooks. I think Nick Lewis is over there. They're off to a slow start.
Drew Tate
is over there. Is this kind of what we foresaw coming for these guys and the BC Lions, despite the big ticket and Mike Riley coming in this year?
Well, I think everybody's surprised at how poorly the offensive line has been playing. I mean, they spent money on Suk Chung as well, and he's not been what he was in Winnipeg. So I'm surprised to see that BC is this bad. In my preseason rankings, I had them probably third in the West, and that may still bear out. I mean, when you look at this coaching staff, outside of Rich Stubler, I mean, if you take Rich Stubler out of the equation, the average coaching length in BC right now, I think in their positions they're in, is maybe years, possibly three. I mean, when you throw Stubler back, it brings the average up to about 15 or 20. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have as young a coaching staff as they have, Drew Tate's a first-year coach. Nick Lewis is really a first-year at his position coach. Claybrooks is a first-year head coach. So it's going to take a while for those guys to get their feet wet and figure out what motivates this team, what gets them working, what offensive scheme they're going to have to do to protect Mike Riley. Riley is known for holding onto the ball a little too long, but he's not even getting that opportunity here in BC. He's getting run over quite quickly. And so I don't know what to expect from the BC Lions the rest of the way, but let's not forget this is a franchise that started one season 0-5 and won the Grey Cup. So there's lots of time to gel as a team. There's lots of time to figure things out there in BC, and there's so many changes that I'm not surprised to see a struggle early.
Hey, lastly, Ryan, obviously you're on vacation. We won't keep you much longer. We've got people writing in on the Facebook string that said they were watching Big Brother Canada this morning, and you're on that. Now they switch here, and you're on here. Where are they in that season, and where can people tune in to watch you on Big Brother Canada?
Well, if they're watching Big Brother Canada, they're watching a repeat. My season was over a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And season 7's already done as well, so they might just be watching a repeat of me on which is available on Global if you want to go back and watch 18 months ago game. But Big Brother 21 is also going right now, and there's a chock full of things that are happening on the live feeds that aren't making the episodes, so that's causing a bit of a controversy. There's some racist behavior that's going on in the house right now that's not making the episode. So there's a lot of people in the Twittersphere and on Facebook and stuff like that jogging about why we aren't seeing the real players in the house. Some guys are getting a really good edit compared to the people they are in the house. So Big Brother 21's going on right now. And if you want to hear more thoughts about that, of course, I'm live every Monday night on TV Co, which is a new chat app that you can check out. You can get in. And Andrew Miller and I from my season 6, we get on every Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern and talk about what's going on in the world and what's going on in the world of Big Brother. So that's check us out there.
Good stuff. Well, Ryan, enjoy your vacation, man. We'll catch up with you down the road here before summer's over.
Absolutely, Rod. Looking forward to it. Anytime, every time. Always happy to come on and talk Stampeder football.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Ryan Ballantyne, who's in Toronto, he laughs because he thinks he's trolling us that he says watching Stampeder football. We're all for it, too. I was on a BC Lions podcast last night, and they're enjoying the coverage out there. They don't enjoy the fact that we have to talk about their 1-4 team because the news isn't always positive. But obviously, it's a CFL-wide show. By the way,
Lions Den guy,
They're Brian great. Warishin.
They do a great podcast. If you're just a CFL fan, I would suggest checking out that podcast. They do a really nice job.
He'll be happy that you said that. By the way, hey. He brings up the racist comments with Big Brother. I don't know. I don't watch the show. There's only really two shows that I watch. 3 in the summer. AGT, America's Got Talent.
You watch that?
Of course. Law and Order, Dateline, and America's Got Talent. That's it.
Did you see the
blind?
And
then SportsCenter,
the blind fellow on there the other day, like the 65-year-old. Was that America's Got Talent?
Of course I did. The guy from New Orleans. Louisiana.
He could sing.
I didn't care for his voice. Yeah. Well, we just watched it last night. But you know what? That's the thing about singing and talent. You know, what's sauce for one is goose for the gander. However that goes. Yeah, we love it. We love
sure.
it. But anyways, Ballantyne brought up racism on the Big Brother thing. And the only reason I bring that up, I know a lot of times in the broadcast industry, racism is somewhat taboo to talk about. But I will just say this. So watching CTV Morning Live this morning, shout out to that crew. Daryl the Bandit Rommeld of Norwegian descent. He's very popular in Norway, just like this show.
He had some crack reporting on the storm last night.
Jackie Perez was live from Planet Fitness where they got flooding in the storm last night. Jess Smith was doing her thing. Britt Dort was doing hers. They do a great job over there. But there was a story on Williams and Rhee have offended people again with racist humor at Craven on the weekend. And I don't honestly even feel comfortable saying what they said here.
Who is this?
Williams and Rhee?
No clue.
Really?
Well, they tagged themselves as the Indian and the white guy. They've emceed Craven going back to the Father Larry days.
Oh.
You never heard of Williams and Rhee? If I showed you a picture of them,
maybe
you would know who they are.
I've only been to Craven once.
What do you follow? You don't like the Face app challenge. You don't like Williams and Rhee, which, by the way, you just completely ruined the segment because I was going to bring up your thoughts on their act. But I guess if you don't know.
No, I don't.
Didn't we run into them in Nashville on the trip?
We ran into them in Nashville.
And everybody, it was a big deal. It was cool.
I'm in the minority, I take it.
They're a big deal.
Yeah, I'm in the very much of the minority.
So, maybe in the break, if people want to hear what they said, I'm not even comfortable saying it. If they want a discussion on this, I'll bring it up. music is coming on. We are playing you off the stage. What is that? Who is that?
You got to go.
I have no idea what Clark is. So we got a break. Probably a good thing. That is a sign from God. I'm going to get out of this segment. It is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com. Also, Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio.
A God shot.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes? For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.